Now, as our beloved daddy speaks his heart to us tonight, we ask our beloved I Am Presence to bless him, and our life streams give to him every possible cooperation, every desire of his heart may be fulfilled through those under this radiation. And we give to beloved Saint Germain everything we are capable of giving at this time to do through those under this radiation to America that which America needs to be strengthened in everything that is the victory of God in order to hold protection to everything that is constructive throughout the world. Now let us offer our love and our gratitude to our mighty I Am Presence and all the ascended host for all their love they poured to us throughout the ages. Dear hearts of the light, blessed ones of the I Am School, and all who are trying at this time to hold to this light of the beloved I Am Presence and the ascended host, and are trying to give the obedience by which the cosmic law can protect all, to you I come tonight in the power of the great central sun's law of the violet consuming flame, the law of the great central sun's sacred fire command to life, the law of sacred fire manifestation of the divine plan fulfilled. Under the action of the cosmic law which governs this system of worlds, we come tonight to draw into the physical conditions of this world whatever powers of the sacred fire enable the cosmic law to hold protection to that which is constructive and to expand the violet consuming flames almighty purity to prevent as quickly as possible everything that wants to cause disturbance within this nation. In order to give you some comprehension of what the activity of the cosmic beings is in holding protection for a nation or for the world, we wish you to realize that when the great cosmic law, which is the beloved I Am Presence acting through the cosmic beings who have created and governed this system of worlds, that cosmic law is the release and the action of the sacred fire purifying love from the great central sun. Now this may come in many ways that the outer self does not understand. Many channels of the laws of the governments of the world contain that which is constructive, but mankind's discord does not let it hold balance. And therefore, unless the God law of life, which is the law of purity, balance, harmony, and obedience, which means control of energy, unless the God law of life is allowed to control energy, you do not have protection, you do not have anything but chaos and destruction. Therefore, those of you who face the responsibilities of the future, which the blessed I Am students are doing now, and those of the I Am School will do as time goes on, I ask you to remember always to demand the great central sun's invincible victory of the God law everywhere throughout this world. God law means anything and everything that is constructive. This is the only protection you have, because human law won't protect you. Discord won't protect you. Impurity won't protect you. Therefore, the survival of all that is constructive must be the action of the God law of life. Now, for your encouragement, I wish you to understand that the mighty Saint Germain, in the beginning of the establishment of the government of the United States of America, gave to the early patriots the God law by which the nation can be governed, can be purified, can be protected, and can be controlled. The God law was given. And most people do not yet understand. I'm speaking of the masses of the people of the nation. Do not understand that every individual in the government of this land is under the control of the God law in the Constitution of the United States of America. There is provision made there for the God law of life to control every department of the government, to control everything within your borders, to control everything that affects the destiny of the nation. And I'm bringing this to your attention tonight for the encouragement of these young people who must go forth into the outer world's activities and handle conditions that human law and human discord have created to produce destruction. Therefore, whenever you are facing destructive conditions, don't lose any time. Call immediately to the beloved I Am Presence and all the ascended host to surge everywhere the invincible victory of eternity of the God law and the God control of the God conditions in this nation that need protection. And that includes those in your national and civil defense. You must send this forth with dynamic command. And even though there were just this handful of people in this room tonight, if you sent that call to the heart of your beloved I Am Presence and all the ascended host, and you demanded the freedom and protection of your God nation, your God resources, your God control, your God way of life, by the sacred fires, God law, you would have to be answered, even though you were the only ones in the nation making that call. So you're not without help, no matter how vicious becomes mankind's destruction. I want you to have that assurance tonight, for there are legions awaiting your call. And when you call forth, the legions of the cosmic law of cosmic Christ control and protection to your nation, they can come into outer physical conditions overnight, and they will produce conditions which I assure you the destructive forces cannot oppose, nor interfere with, nor delay for any reason. And this is your assurance of your God protection and your God victory in the midst of the chaos of mankind's selfishness. And I want you to have that encouragement tonight. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. I want you to feel with every fiber of your beings tonight that when you are determined to call forth the God purification of this nation, the God purification of the government, the God purification of all within your borders, by the cosmic Christ legions of God's law of the victorious Christ, you will have results, and those results can be instantaneous, invincible, and eternal. I am part of that law because my love to beloved Saint Germain in the early part of this nation's history, offered everything to bring forth a nation that establishes the freedom of God's heart for the ascension of life that passes this way. Therefore, I am certain authority of that law, and I am obedience to that law. And therefore, those of you who need the protection of this law must issue the command to call it into physical conditions, to overrule the evil that has sought only to destroy, desecrate, and cause distress. I hope from this hour tonight you will call the Cosmic Christ Blue Lightning Legions of Cosmic Christ Blue Lightning Law to sweep everywhere in this nation and be the only law of control of manifestation. And then, regardless of what individuals do in human channels in outer world activities, you will find the legions of the angelic host are far more powerful than mankind's discord. There are legions of the cosmic law. And when you call forth the cosmic laws, legions of blue lightning purity and blue lightning control and protection of the God freedom established in the heart of the world, the cosmic law itself becomes manifest here as a controlling action that prevents the destructive forces doing what they intend to do. They may have certain intentions, and so have we. I want you to feel that when you say, I am the beloved I am presence and the ascended host, Cosmic Christ Blue Lightning Legions of the Cosmic Christ Blue Lightning Laws release into this nation of the victory of God's heart and the control of all within your borders that forever prevents evil, then surge it forth. And my dear ones, it is like an ocean of lightning sweeping through destructive activities, consuming them, and allowing that which is constructive to hold its balance and its dominion within your borders, so that the feeling of the people is held under control instead of allowing it to run wild and release destructive activities because of uncontrolled emotion. This is a very important use of the power from the great central sun of the sacred fire's great command. When you have thousands and sometimes millions of people within a nation who are emotionally uncontrolled, it is a very easy thing for destructive forces to start destruction here or there or anywhere. But when you set into action the great central sun's Cosmic Christ Blue Lightning Law of Cosmic Christ Blue Lightning Control of all emotions, all feeling of all life within your borders, then it is like a hand that stills the discord and holds control of that energy until the higher mental body of the life streams of the people can have a chance to pour the right ideas through that hold protection for what is constructive and to repel that which would seek to destroy you. Mankind imposes the destruction of the sinister force upon the people of the world through so-called legal channels. And therefore, this which I am bringing to your attention tonight is the supreme law of creation, the supreme all-controlling power that holds systems of worlds in absolute balance. And you can just as well use that law in your own beings and worlds and in your nation to help hold purity and balance so that constructive activities are protected. You can just as well use that law as you can use your law of mathematics or electronics or anything else. You are free to call this into action. These beings are real. And as time goes on, you demand that everything that is destructive is forced to come face to face with the action of the cosmic law of the cosmic Christ. And that blazes that sacred fire, and the human dare not pass through. Certainly you need God's laws, God's law to be the government of your land, God's law to be the control of your people, God's law to protect your resources, God's law to save your loved ones, and God's law of intelligence to bring illumination to the minds of the people, to show them what's for their highest good, and give them the strength of the light to make their decision on the constructive way of life, instead of feeling that they are helpless before the mass accumulation of discord. From tonight, I hope you'll use this decree and set it into action and see for yourselves what we can do for you, and as quickly as possible. Thank you so much. Now, the Christ is all that is constructive. The sinister force, the Antichrist, is all that is not constructive. So when you call forth the cosmic Christ, blue lightning law of cosmic Christ, blue lightning protection and control to all within your borders, there are forces that can be released into outer physical conditions that will compel protection to that which is constructive, and compel the plans of the hordes of evil to cease operation and turn that evil back into its cause until it is consumed from the universe. You become the law of the beloved I Am Presence and the ascended Master's consciousness of God in action when you use this command. The mighty Saint Germain has taught you all through the years that the beloved mighty I Am Presence is God in action, that is good in action, which is everything that is constructive in action. And therefore, when you call forth the great Central Sun's Cosmic Christ Blue Lightning Legions of Cosmic Christ Blue Lightning Law of invincible protection to all that is God in action, you have a scepter of power, my dear ones, a scepter of control that will prevent your having to deal with the frightful viciousness of destructive forces that do not know obedience to God, which will be compelled to give obedience when that sacred fire releases. So, beloved ones, your freedom is at hand. Your protection is invincible if you will use this command. We bring these more and more powerful commands to you for your use, because as the destructive forces in the outer world are seeking everywhere to create more slaughter and more viciousness, there must come from our octave the greater release and power of the action of the cosmic law for greater protection to that which is constructive. You are the people of the light. You are violet flame freedom to the earth. You are the cosmic Christ, sacred fire, great command. And now if you will use this law, you become the law of cosmic Christ, blue lightning protection and control to that which God has given you and the government of your nation in the beginning, because beloved Saint Germain was the inspiring intelligence that gave the Declaration of Independence and gave the Constitution of the United States of America to the American people, the early patriots. And therefore, the cosmic Christ blue lightning law that gave that plan of government to the people of this world is still the cosmic law of life from the great central sun everywhere through all systems of worlds. So you're not using something that hasn't already produced magnificent manifestation and still holds control everywhere. You are privileged to use this. We are waiting for your calls, and do not be afraid to use it, because the Christ, the cosmic blue lightning Christ control, or cosmic Christ blue lightning law, or cosmic Christ blue lightning legions are the beings of love from the great central sun that never produced discord. So the law you are setting into action is the law that cannot produce distress of any kind. Therefore, it makes you invincible against the human creation, a mankind that seeks only destruction, because it is insane hate to life. The cosmic Christ blue lightning law and cosmic Christ blue lightning legions of that law's invincible victory and power and control of manifestation is the law of love from the great central sun, the sacred fire of love that nothing can contaminate. Therefore, it is eternal purity. Therefore, it is invincible protection to all that is constructive. So, beloved ones, as you go forth to face the responsibilities of the outer world, you blessed young people, you shall ever be held within the glory of our heart's command to life, if you will enter in to the use of this wherever you abide, and know the greatest love from the heart of creation has come to assist you and protect you and make you victorious, that wherever you abide, you are the great central sun magnets raising power to life. The shadows of chaos are consumed by those legions of the angels of cosmic Christ blue lightning law that are all authority everywhere in all systems of worlds. If you care to use this and move it into action, we can come closer and closer into outer association with you until the time when there are no more veils between, because that must arrive. Mankind must have illumination. That illumination can only come from the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host. So you're not using anything that could ever produce anything for yourselves but perfection and protection and to all that you contact. Therefore, you honor life with the ascended masters, heaven on earth, and our divine plan fulfilled forever. Honors all life with the greater perfection of the ascended masters' octave of life. You are privileged beyond any people on the earth to know this tonight. And we give you this to see if you will use it. If you do, we can give you more help. And all we can do is offer the use of the power that is the controlling activity of life in the Ascended Master's octave, in which I assure you, no distress can ever exist. May you go forward. And understanding this, seize control of everything in your own beings and worlds, establish your perfection, reveal your victory, and go on your way like the wind to greater and greater accomplishment, and always have the protection to all that is constructive. And that protection comes from the Ascended Master's octave. And with that, nothing in this world can interfere. So you have and infallible way and means of protecting yourselves, of having success, of giving help to others, and therefore you never again dishonor life by creating discord. Great is the love of the ascended host to those who understand this law. Now may the fullness of its sacred fires love, that blessed violet consuming flames control of all manifestation, reveal the law of its almighty control wherever you abide, and make you victorious everywhere in the greatest happiness you've ever known. For with this you cannot fail. So we offer you the assurance of your victory and your honor to life, that bears witness to the truth the mighty Saint Germain has taught to the people of this world, and you cooperate with the beloved Master Jesus, and the fulfillment of the divine plan puts an end to the hordes of evil everywhere by conscious command and the understanding of the law that is master throughout infinite space for eternity. May you have your freedom. Go forth and reveal your victory, and know that the hour strikes when the ascended host, the angelic host, must come into outer physical conditions in order to purify and control them and awaken mankind to the right way to live life. And you are privileged to be the vanguard, to open the door, to hold the victory, and to forever go to greater and greater attainment. And there is nothing to fear, and you cannot fail. Therefore, your freedom is assured, and your happiness is invincible for eternity. May you never forget this night, and use this command to your eternal victory in the ascension. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved Daddy, thank you for tonight's assistance, and thank you, great legions of the Cosmic Christ Blue Lightning Law, of Cosmic Christ Blue Lightning victorious control of all within our borders. Shed the radiance of your love tonight over our nation. Move into our government everywhere, and hold the Cosmic Christ Blue Lightning victory and Cosmic Christ Blue Lightning Law as the only controlling presence within our government, within our nation, within our people, and blaze the light that forever consumes everything that is of human creation before it can approach. And now may the American people awaken tonight to the use of every power of God that has been offered life for the freedom from human creation until all attain the victory of the ascension, and we thank thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible cosmic Christ blue lightning victory of the love from the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host, that it surges everywhere before us as an ocean of power and takes its dominion everywhere before we approach. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with the fulfillment of this law and your call to reveal to the people of this nation the ascended master's almighty hand in eternal control. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty I Am Presence and all the ascended hosts. And thank you, great cosmic presence of the sacred fire, love, and the cosmic law of the cosmic Christ, that it may take its dominion in and around those under this radiation. And may everyone under this radiation feel the personal responsibility to make the call every day for the protection of all who have passed through the I Am School wherever their life streams abide, pour forth our call for their protection till their ascension is complete for eternity. And we thank thee. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible, enfolding presence with us. Clothe us in your sacred fire presence. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without. And cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. And pouring into its distress, the great central sun's invincible sacred fire great command. For the cosmic Christ blue lightning purity of eternity to pour its almighty law of eternal love everywhere in this physical world till everything has become a center master octave of perfection for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the ascended hosts, especially beloved Daddy, mighty Saint Germain, beloved Jesus, and mighty Victor and the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and now charging it with the great central suns, cosmic Christ blue lightning force of cosmic Christ blue lightning purity. Blaze the love from the heart of creation that is the cosmic Christ law of eternity, and see that it holds control of all within our government, all within our people, all within our borders, and all under this radiation forever, wherever we abide, till the shadows of human discord dare not even look in the direction of those under this radiation. Therefore, we move forward, the ascended masters, invincible victory of all eternity, till the earth and all upon it has become ascended and free in the ascended master's octave and love of eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world. Command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all the sacred fire necessary to consume the human for eternity and replace it forever now by the ascended masters and cosmic beings, great cosmic Christ blue lightning legions of the cosmic Christ blue lightning victory and cosmic Christ blue lightning law. Now the love from the heart of creation and puts an end to everything that is not that love everywhere forever. And we thank you.